I have a multi-point question from Rishabhan Das. I'm not sure where he's writing from, but he's quoting Lord Krishna's words on austerity of speech, where Krishna says that austerity of speech consists in speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others, and also in regularly reciting Vedic literature. Please can you assist in the practical application of this verse? And then he gives different examples. For instance, when you speak the truth, it's not pleasing, so therefore do we speak it? What about in leader management capacity in ISKCON? Are we, when we're duty-bound, to tell the truth, but someone may be agitated by hearing it, or alternatively, someone may hold a grudge by hearing a truth from management, and how can one really realize the purport of Srila Prabhupada's words? So, of course, our whole Krishna consciousness movement is meant for delivering the truth, therefore, we have to live by the truth, and one of those things is to therefore speak the truth, and we speak the truth not by only by describing the absolute truth, but also in the confusing age that we're living in, where truth is really a rare commodity. We're meant to be straightforward in our dealings, truthfulness meaning that kind of straightforward behavior. And before even getting into speaking the truth to others, the important thing is that we also need to be truthful ourselves. We should be speaking the truth ourselves and not be in the habit of speaking half-truths or lies and other things like that, which both misrepresent realities in whatever realm it may be, whether it's just family interaction, whether it's business dealings, whether in social circles, whether in management of ISKCON, or even in terms of spiritual responsibilities and interaction. We ourselves need to be truthful. We shouldn't, in order to protect ourselves, speak untruth. But rather we should speak the truth, having faith that if we do so, we become empowered to be representatives of the truth. And in answering the last part of this question, then one becomes empowered to understand how everything really works. Okay, satyam priya, satyam bruyat, priya bruyat. Yes, one should speak the truth, even if the truth is painful. That doesn't mean you should painfully speak the truth, or you should speak the truth in such a way that's painful. An important point here to note is that this isn't the only instruction Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. This isn't the only principle of Dharma that we're meant to put into practice. So when we're talking about speaking the truth, then we're also meant to be speaking the truth in the context of so many other principles of Dharma, such as etiquette, respect, and so many other things. And it's not that we're just trying to be selective about this and everything else then gets pushed by the wayside. So it's certainly a real balancing act. And how to learn how to do that balancing act? Again, referring to the last part of the question, how do you realize the purport of this verse? Experience. Experience will give one realization. It's not the only way to get realization, but it will certainly give one realization. So we should speak pleasingly to everyone, even Jagannath Mishra, when he was going to chastise his own son, he said, "My dear son, I'm your father. Duty bound. I'm obliged in order to properly raise you. So I'm going to correct you. Don't mind. And Srila Prabhupada said his father would also speak to him like that. It's a very nice way of speaking to your son. You're telling them the truth, but you're certainly telling it to them in a very, very pleasing way. What then to speak of telling the truth or correcting someone who's a superior or a peer? These things need to be kept in mind. How you're right is as important as that you are right, especially in interaction or dealings with devotees. Now, when we come to management issues, leadership in a spiritual organization like ISKCON, one is really duty-bound, yes, to speak what is the truth, or at least what you think is the truth, because what you think is the truth may not necessarily be that, but let's say that it is. One should speak what's on his mind nicely. One's duty-bound to Srila Prabhupada, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the fulfillment of the mission. And in every or many circumstances, you're legally duty-bound. For instance, in a legally incorporated society, it may be a charity, it may be a religious organization, you have a duty to the state. For instance, in the case of keeping accounts, accounts must be properly kept. The negligence of accounts is a legal liability. You may, in different countries, either have a civil or even a criminal responsibility if you neglect proper accounting of public funds, what to speak of to donors, and so on. So, yes, one is therefore duty-bound. And sometimes, now we're going to another point, sometimes that is a very painful thing because it crosses the boundaries of personal relationships. An advanced devotee, a good manager, will not take personally disagreements he has with others. Devotees who do are not so advanced and not so qualified for leadership. People who take grudges because someone in a temple council meeting, in a management council meeting, speak up and say, I disagree with you, I don't think things should be done this way, I think we're going down the wrong path with this type of whatever management, or on this particular point. Someone says, well, I thought you were my friend. How can you speak like that? No, we're duty-bound to do that. It's a responsibility. And at this point, the friendship issues have to be put to the side, that they should not cause conflict. A nice example, for instance, is what Srila Prabhupada would give of the Kshatriyas, that they would fight to the death during the day, but in the evening they would visit each other's camps and dine together and entertain together. The fact that they were trying to kill each other didn't interfere with their personal relationships, because personal relationship was one thing and performing one's duty is another. What about a person who's like that? You still have to tell it. You may end up losing a friend. That devotee who mixes these two things, he must certainly change in order to stay in his position, or ultimately he will be changed. That Krishna will remove him from that, because it will become an obstacle. You can't hold personal grudges on the basis of management decisions. So a lot to be said about this. Here are some points. I'm sure others could add another, and many other questions could be asked. I hope that helps Vishabhanu Das in some way. Hare Krishna.